Hi guys, Mel here, and today is another episode of She Goes Digital. So I wanted to talk to you guys about crypto. And thing is, crypto has been on my list for such a long time. I just wanted to at least invest a little bit to be able to say I invest in crypto. And I'd say it's been about 2 years that I really want to kind of, you know, create an account and just start to invest. And when I say invest, like, a lot of people say, oh, I'm not that rich, I can't invest, I don't have the money, etc. But it doesn't have to be much. And that's one of the things that I've learned, actually, yeah, in the last past years, is just that when it comes to investing, it doesn't have to be hundreds, thousands of dollars. It can just be as little as, you know, $10 or $100, $1,000, $2,000, $10,000, just whatever you want, basically. And it's not as hard as people say. Depending on how you do things, you will basically make it hard for yourself. I had a look at so many different options before actually finding that one, so I really want to share that with you, because I thought that investing in crypto was only for people who have a lot of money. Investing in crypto was complicated. Investing in crypto, you know, required a lot of paperwork and things like that, whereas not at all. And I also thought that it was kind of requiring a lot of, you know, experience, or like, not experience I would say, but knowledge about what's happening on the crypto, in the crypto space. And when you have a different approach to it, I would say, then it changes the whole thing. Now, when it comes to investing, the approach that I have is always, if I put the money in, it's lost. That way, I'm not expecting anything. I'm not, you know, kind of hoping that it's gonna go up, and while I invested all my finances in there, for example, that's, to me, that's a bit stupid to do that and just to put all your money in one basket. So I wouldn't recommend it, even if you invest, if you want to invest in, like, in crypto, for example, you also want to invest in some other areas. Basically, you don't want to be putting all your money just on crypto, if that makes sense. So that's one thing that I would say, one mistake that I avoided the last past year or two, thanks to friends who actually kind of warned me, but basically that is a very important thing, not to put all your money in one basket. Again, I repeat that because that's an important one. And so when it comes to crypto, what I found out is that all the platforms that I was looking at, all the platforms, you know, specialized in crypto, are not necessarily my way to do things, because basically whatever is too complicated or requires too much, you know, too many clicks, then it's not for me. I don't like processes. Also, I'm a marketer. I'm someone who likes, you know, to optimize processes. So whenever I feel it's too long of a process, I will just give up. So this process is actually very, very easy. Now let's go. So there is this platform called Revolut, and I actually talked about it in one of my previous podcasts. And it's actually an online banking platform, if you don't know it. This is a platform that most digital nomads are actually using. And I just found it amazing. I've been using it for years. And I found it amazing for multiple different reasons. But the number one reason, I would say, is I travel a lot. And whenever I take out money at the ATM, most of the time I don't have any fees at all, which is pretty good. It depends on the ATM, and ATMs I actually take out money on, but most of the time it's the case. Here, today I'm in Thailand, most of the time they will actually charge around 200 baht for, depending on the kind of ATM. But in most countries I actually don't have any charges. All that to say that on Revolut there is an icon. When you create an account, you will see an icon for crypto, and it's very easy. Revolut is an app, so you go in there, you create your account. You will need a bit of time to kind of like receive the card and everything. But it's actually very easy to set up an account. And I'm just going to drop the link of the Revolut website so that you can actually create your own account on my Stan store. I just literally did my Stan store. I will talk about that later on. But it's just for you guys to be able to have all the links that I recommend. And for now I only put like two links, so it's not that much. But I'm gonna put everything that can help you in there. What else? Yeah, so when you go on Revolut, once you've created your account, you can directly go at the bottom. There are a few icons and one of them is crypto. You click on it and then you can buy literally anything you want. So now it's hard to know what to go for in terms of crypto. I just, like, my first purchase was Bitcoin. It's just the most, you know, the most basic one. And so far so good. These days crypto is doing pretty well, I have to say. 1 month ago it was going crazy. I was, you know, 50% literally every day. 50% increase almost every day. Now it depends. Well, it depends what you buy basically. But all that to say that if you create the Revolut account, then you can go on the crypto section of the Revolut app and you can buy straight away some crypto. And it can be as little as, you know, $10 or like whatever you want. And then you can set a recurring system so that you can pop some money in every week, every month, whenever you want. And I recommend you actually set up a recurring system so that you can put a bit like as it goes. That's pretty much that. That's as easy as that. So the hardest would be to actually create your account, but it doesn't take long. For some countries, I have to say, sometimes you can't create an account. And don't have the list of the countries right here, right now. But if you are from Europe, definitely you can create an account. And if you are from any other part of the world, it just depends. So the best is actually to go on my link. I'll just drop the link in the, you know, in the description of this podcast episode, of the Stan store, and that way you can have access to the link. And in there, you will be able to create your account and they will ask you for your country, basically. And that's pretty much that. So I hope it helps. I know it was a long one just to say that actually it's Revolut. But I always like to give a little bit of context and background so that you guys can, you know, like fully get where I'm coming from. If you have any questions, let me know on my Instagram account, mel_nomadlife, or you can directly send me an email at hello@melaniedupre.com. All right, you have an amazing day, and I really, really, really highly recommend you start investing now if actually you are not today onto crypto. If it's not crypto, you can definitely, you know, like think about other ways to invest. I'm gonna talk about this as well in this podcast. But that's it for now. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye bye.